The line between terrifying and exciting in Second Class, this time on Culture File, as part of a programme called Pathways to the Well. The Irish Institute of Music and Song in Balbriggan is bringing experiences of Irish music and culture to local schools, and recently this involved a visit to the Children of Balbriggan Educate Together from the Fingal Mummers in full regalia. Culture File's Quaylen McNamara joined in an unforgettable ride into the living past.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Friday assembly. Second Class, you are going to be participating this afternoon in a workshop from the Fingal Mummers as part of your Irish Music Access Programme, the Institute of Music. Are you looking forward to it? Now, has anyone ever heard of Mummers before? Questions maybe could we think of to ask the Mummers later on this afternoon?
Why they're called the Mummers?
Why they're called the Mummers? Very good. Thank you. Anyone else? How do you hum or mum? Okay. Very good. Any other questions we might have?
How do you make the mat?
How do they make the mat?
My name is Emma Grafferty, and I'm principal of Balbriggan Educate Together National School. Our school currently are involved in a project with the Irish Institute of Music here in Balbriggan. It's an Irish Digital Music Access Programme, which we're delighted to have been invited to participate in. Music transcends all cultures, and it really brings cultures together. And every culture has, you know, a proud music tradition, and it's wonderful for our children here to be able to be exposed to Irish traditional music. I think in any culture, you are who you are in the present time, but you are who you were also. It really is important that, you know, the children learn about not just traditional music as it, you know, exists in Ireland, but also locally. And it's lovely to have that experience of the Fingal Mummers.
I'm Sean McIlwain. I'm from the Irish Institute of Music and Song in Balbriggan, and we're involved with organising the Traditional Music Access Programme, which we call Pathway to the Well. And over the course of the year, we would embed a traditional musician, who is Niall Preston, who will manage the programme in the schools for the course of the year. And during that time period, kids will be introduced to the harp, to the baron, to the whistle, to the eland pipes, to Irish singing, dancing, and also the mumming. We felt it was important because we're in North County Dublin, to kind of allow kids to kind of interact with the Mummers, because I suppose that's a really vibrant expression of culture here that dates back hundreds of years, you know. And again, if you were to study it, you could probably find links going back even further with, you know, seasonal ritualistic traditions. Just to kind of allow kids, when they have finished the year, that they'll have go, yeah, that was pretty cool, I learned all these things, and maybe find the way into music, and maybe find something that interests them, which they can kind of follow up. And we have a scholarship element as well, so if kids are kind of really interested or really showing progress, you know, we have that option to kind of present a scholarship so they can study it in a little bit more detail at the Irish Institute of Music and Song.
Five incredible guests in here today, and they're going to put on a bit of a play and a performance for you, so could we please give a massive, massive round of applause.
Sean McPhilibean is my name, from Dublin, and living in North County Dublin for 45 years, and going out with the Mummers since 1984. There is a continuing tradition of Mummers in North County Dublin, and all through the 1950s, 60s and 70s, there were three main groups. There was a group from Donabate, Portrane. There was a group in St Margaret's, right beside Dublin Airport, and there was probably the best known group, the Swords Mummers. So we set up our own group in 1984. We decided there was surely something better to be doing at Christmas than just watching television for the days after Christmas Day and that. I would have been very aware of the Wren tradition from my mother in Kilkenny, and my father is a Mayo man. There was also, anyway, a live tradition in North County Dublin, in Fingal. And at that stage, it was really the last group was the Swords Mummers. And they were really dedicated performers. It's incredible. I mean, they would go out any time in from December to the end of January, they'd be going out, and they'd simply, they would hire a bus, a little minibus, and they would go out any night of the week in that period. So I would have seen them in the pubs around North County Dublin, particularly Old Town and Ballybuckle. Mumming simply means to go masked. And then in certain parts of the world, it means to go and perform in a masked seasonal play. Sometimes it means to be masked and simply stay silent. So that's it at its core. The arrival of the mummers would be a thing to use to frighten children. You know, if you're not good, the mummers will get you, you know. So yes, they would terrify, yeah. Terrify and excite. In North County Dublin, you had a play. And North County Dublin has a few different characters that set it apart from other parts of Ireland. So pretty much every county in Ulster has a tradition of mummers and mumming. Season for mumming in Fingal is the 12 nights of the 12 days of Christmas. Each group would have developed, again, depending on the proficiency of the musicians you might have as members, that would really determine what was going to be played. Bear in mind, some of the groups that might have been very young going in around, you know, houses in a small village like Ballybuckle was in the 1950s, might simply have had a mouth organ and have somebody to sing a song. Maybe not even that, maybe just a song, but masked and going like door to door, like Halloween, which wasn't a tradition in this area. Mumming was the masked tradition. So in our own group, a really interesting thing that I think is that for some of our members, it brought some of our members to traditional music. They didn't come to the mummers as traditional musicians. They were mummers first and they became musicians second. It was their journey. On St. Stephen's Day, the places we go to, there's a fantastic reception for it. And particularly since COVID, the reception has been really intense. In some of the places, like, you know, when we can knock a serious session out of an audience that have no real connection to tradition, music, tradition, anything, but we can make a real connection, and that's quite strong. That's fulfilling.
The children of Balbriggan educate together there, joining their cries with the Fingal mummers. And the reporter was Quaylen McNamara.